This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines after what was an incredible day yesterday.
Awesome
for Brandon Graham Day and BG Live last night at the Colonial Theater. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if you're going to go to an event like the Met Gala, which Jalen went to, like, his outfit was nice, but I feel like that's the time that if you wanted to let your hair down and wear something outlandish, that's the time to do it. I mean, his outfit was cool. His wife looked phenomenal. They look great. But it's like, come on, dog. You just won the Super Bowl. Like go ahead. Like, because Andre 3000 from Outkast, he had a piano on his back. He had a piano literally on his back. Like, I when I think of the Met Gala, the crazier the outfit, the better. Because I think it was one year where Doja Cat went, like, where she had Hershey Kisses all over her body. Like, red Hershey Kisses.
Sure if that would have been the right look for Jalen.
Well, not, but he just had, he had the black suit on.
Yeah, it was just something.
Looked like Simi from Coming to America, you know? It would have even been fire if he'd have put, like, the little lion head.
Yeah,
like
okay.
A little wraparound on this thing. Like, yeah.
Are you planning your outfit? You're going to one day?
Listen, if you best believe, if I was ever invited to the Met Gala and went, oh, your boy going to put, he going to put on something. And it's going to be, it. Like, they might not know who I am, but they're going to be like, what the hell he got on? Definitely be like, what the hell he got on?
How do you get invited to one of those things?
I don't know. You know what? The first time that I remember or remember anybody talking about, like, athletes going was when Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh,
went.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
You know, and when he went, it has become a thing, man. And I think I saw pictures of Stephon Diggs was there, a couple other football players. And, man, it's become one of those events where you look to see what the outfits people wear. The guy that played Snowfall, I can't think of his name, Idris. I think his name is Idris something. He had on a fire red suit. Like, he came in with a racing helmet on. And he had on a racing outfit and they pulled it apart and he had on this red outfit.
Yeah,
man,
the
it was like
pictures,
bell bottoms or something.
They
yeah.
always pop when it
yeah.
happens.
Yeah, you gotta wear something crazy. You got to.
And Jalen didn't listen, we didn't quite go to the Met Gala last night, but you and I, Hugh, got a chance to be in Phoenixville for the little meet and greet before the BG Live.
Great time, man.
I gotta
shout
tell
out
you,
to BG.
It was an awesome crowd, both at the Great American Pub for the afternoon show and then obviously everyone going in for BG Live. So great night last night. Not quite Met Gala dressed up, but people had their BG jerseys on, which was appropriate last night. Hugh, but I was thinking after what was a great day on WIP yesterday, right? About just a day to celebrate an all-time Eagle. And Brandon Graham was that. And we celebrated him yesterday and had BG Live last night. But Hugh, I was thinking about BG because yesterday was kind of the finality of it, right? He retired a little while ago, a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday there was like, it's over, right? His career is over. And now
they're getting
on
ready for the ring ceremony soon or
That's
something.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the 2025 Eagles are now beginning their process. But the 2024 Eagles, including Brandon Graham, that's over. And now we kind of look forward a little bit. But I kept thinking yesterday as we had all these great testimonials and interviews about Brandon Graham on the station from our show. I mean, really every show, right? Jeff Lurie and Howie last week and Doug Peterson and Sirianni and LeSean McCoy with us and his former teammate, all these people.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh, I just could come back to this. It's going to be really, really hard to replace Brandon Graham. And I know, and someone, you might say this, me or someone might today, well, Joe, the Eagles have a lot of experience replacing some legends. Because they've done it a lot recently, right? They replaced Jason Kelce and they went to the Super Bowl. They replaced mm-hmm. Fletcher Cox with Jalen Carter. I mean, the Eagles have been good at this, right? They prepare themselves. And from a player standpoint, I will say that Nolan Smith looks like he was drafted with the idea to replace Brandon, and I think, you know, for physically and production-wise, he might be able to do that. But, Hugh, there's more to just football than just production. I mean, you know this. You played it. It's a team sport. And I think about everything everyone said yesterday at Brandon Graham, the teammate he was, the person he was, the positivity he brought. It's going to be hard to replace him. And I don't think the Eagles have done enough this offseason to make me feel confident that they're ready right now. Eventually, they'll do it. Eventually, everyone moves on. Teams move on. Player. I just mean for right now, 2025, I'm looking at the play. He was still a good player last year mm-hmm. and the leader he was and the fact that this is the youngest defense in the NFL. We were looking before the show at just all the names on the roster. Other than Zach Bond, who's 28, nobody's older than 26. I mean, it's a young.
That's pretty dope, though.
It's cool, but it's young. And Brandon Graham brought experience and he brought leadership. And that, it does, as much as yesterday was awesome, it did. As I left last night, I was like, man, that guy's going to be tough to replace. 215-592-9494. Hugh, have they done enough this offseason to replace BG?
Well, I think when you ask that question, it's a lot. And I'm going to have to long talk
Go
just
ahead.
A little bit. Because I think
we didn't
get
any long talking yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't. I think when I think of leadership, I think of the evolution of leadership and how it changes with every Eagles team. Now, you said something that resonated with me is the fact that this team is younger. Yes, because the old guard is gone. I think it started with Jason Kelce leaving. You know, you still got Lane there. Lane's not as vocal a leader, but he's still considered a leader.
Right.
I think leadership evolves and it changes with every Eagles football team and the guys that leave and the guys that step up. I heard something yesterday where these young Eagles players, when the new guys got drafted, they immediately reached out and they embraced the new guys. That, to me, is a form of leadership. Because a lot of times, I remember when I came to the NFL, when I went to the Jets, didn't get none of that. Didn't get none of that at all. Nobody called me and said, hey, buddy, welcome to the NFL. And, you know, this is how we do things here. The fact that the guys from Georgia made it their business to call the linebacker.
Yeah.
I started not to say his name, but I was like, hell, take a crack at it.
Yeah, what's the worst that happens?
But they reached out to him. Mm-hmm. And I know part of that is because it's 8 Georgia Bulldogs
sure.
on the team.
Yep.
But still, I didn't have none of that. And that was something that resonated with me. I remember when I got drafted, it was just me. The only person from my school, Brandon Hayes, he played for Carolina, but we didn't communicate like that. We would talk every now and then. But to have 7 guys on a Super Bowl winning team that went to the same college that you went to.
It helps.
That is huge. And not only that, you have a connection to those guys. And not only that, you got a bunch of guys that have won and know what this city feels like to win in. And they want to keep that feeling going. So the legacy that BG left is intact. It's going to look different. It's not going to be as pristine as BG was. It just might not be because of some of the guys that are going to be, you know, leaders or called on to be leaders. Mm. And people are going to not look at them the same way. BG's a one-of-a-kind individual, man. Like, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get exactly what he brought to the table as far as leadership is concerned. But you're going to get something similar.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And I think that's where we have to evolve and embrace that, because it's not going to look like it did when BG was out
there. Well, that's true. And you know what? You said the word evolve. And some of these guys here that are very young, they may evolve into, you know, quote unquote, the next BG. Sometimes it takes time, right? What you are at 23 or 24, you're a different person and leader at 25, 26, 27. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It kind of hit me yesterday as I drove home from the event, which there were so many people out. It was such an awesome night for WIP and for Eagles fans. I mean, for everyone was out there in Phoenixville.
Shout out to the bosses for putting that on, man.
It was really cool. I think everyone did an incredible job here. And I mean, not just, forget hosts. I mean, I'm talking about like the behind the scenes.
Yeah,
everyone
everybody
here.
That works here. The sales department, the people that set everything up, man. I mean, the stuff that they do, the fact that we had like the picture booth with the WIP, and we got to take pictures with folks.
We were doing a lot of pictures last night.
Yeah, a little handsy.
Well, people are just excited, Hugh.
Yeah,
it's
but
a
it's
night.
like awkward man hugs. It's not comfortable.
Well, you know what?
Try not to be. You know what the worst was? Because our boss Yad was standing there, Kyle, and dude wanted to take a picture, right?
With him or you?
No, with me. Mm-hmm. And so then he didn't just hug me, dog. He gripped me underneath my waist in an embrace that made me feel like you should have bought me a drink before
and
you grabbed me. Like,
lather Vaseline
you know what
on
saying?
Me.
And I'm like, hold up, dog. We ain't that friendly. Like, we can take a picture, but you ain't got to get all up under, you know what I mean? You ain't got to all get
he
up in my nooks.
He just is hugging a beloved
no,
eagle.
You ain't got to get all up in my nooks and crannies like that.
Well,
man.
I didn't do that.
And so, looking like it, I'm like, hey, I just, you know, this, the awkward man hug thing, man, is not. That's not my jam.
Here's what you got to do. When you go to events like this, you just got to know there's going to be 10 awkward man hugs.
No,
check them off one by one, and then you move on.
But you know, it's funny.
You move on.
I think there's a great balance between the two of us, because you are when we're out at events, you are so outgoing, and you're a man hugger, and you do all the other stuff. And I'm just kind of like, and I'm like, I'm trying to be more on the Joe Giglio pay, but it's
Sometimes you're shy. It's all right.
It's a little shy.
Shy Douglas. Shy. All right, 215-592-9494. Aside from Shy Douglas, Brandon Graham leadership. Did the Eagles do enough this offseason to replace him? I don't think they did, especially when I look at, I mean, what did they really bring in on the defensive side on terms of veterans? Not just the rookie class. This is a good rookie class, and hopefully they turn out to be really good players, but like Azeez Ojulari and Josh Uche. I don't know the guy's going to make
like
the team.
I like Azeez Ojulari.
Me too.
Like Azeez.
But I don't think he's going to make the team. This is a good player still. He produced, he helped, and he's a great leader. Let's hear Nick Sirianni yesterday talking to the afternoon show about what he's going to miss about BG.
I know BG off the field also had to be great for you to coach and have as a player of yours. How much are you going to miss having him out at practice every day to keep things lively and keep things going?
I've said this, right? I've said if every company, every business, everybody needs a BG, because man, he just, one of my favorite things to kind of explain to you guys how ready he was every single day is anytime we had pads on, right? Anytime we had pads on, you know, if it was a Wednesday in the season or training camp, he's at that team meeting first thing in the morning with his pads on, hitting on his lowers. He had his thigh pads in. He had his hip pads in. He had his knee pads in. He had his butt pad in. He had it all. I'm like, man, this guy's ready. I love this about him. He is ready to go. Like, don't be around him and not be ready to go. He's going to be ready to go. And, man, what I, you know, and that's just a quick story about that. But, like, he's always, you know, you can't have a bad day around him. Like, he's always smiling. He's always, and you know, and on top of that, he's always bringing people up. You know, he has a great sense about him of, hey, this guy's going through a hard time. Hey, this guy's, you know, going through a struggle. You know, he's talked about it, right? I've been through that struggle. Let me help you, and let me tell you what helped me when I went through that. Like, what, I mean, what an example. What an example that he was for the entire building in that aspect.
See, you know, that last thing Sirianni said, that was a great story, especially the pads and the meeting and being ready to go. But, Hugh, that's the moment that I'm going to be looking for next year, when I think they're really going to be tested to see if they're ready to move on without him.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a tough moment, right? Every team has them, and no matter how great, the Eagles were a great team last year, and they had like three or four tough moments where it felt like this thing's teetering here a little bit. He was the ultimate positive person. I mean, mm-hmm. like, he even joked about that with us yesterday, that's just who he was, and he couldn't help, but he was positive. That's, you know, there was always someone in that room that was like, it's going to be okay. Publicly, and I'm sure behind the scenes, it's going to be okay. We're going to be okay. I don't know who that is now. I mean, someone's got to step up and be that, because I think teams need that, Hugh, especially in a town like this where when things start sliding a little bit, it gets a little squirrely around here. People get I get nervous. People like me get nervous. So I think the Eagles benefited from his super positivity in tough times. I don't know who that guy is now.
Well, I hate to be that guy today, but there's never, ever, ever going to be another BG. That's just how it is.
Yep.
Because of the way that the NFL is set up. I think, and this is no way in shape form trying to disparage what BG brought to the table. We know how phenomenal he is, but let's be realistic about the situation. He was Howie's first draft pick, right? Howie gave him multiple chances to prove it. In the NFL, Joe, you don't get those. It's a league that moves on quickly from players that they don't deem worthy or capable of fulfilling anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you go back, because I was listening to all the stories that were being told about BG yesterday. You know, there was some, I honestly believe for him to get to this point, there had to be some divine intervention. Had to be. No question about it. And that's, I think that's a testament to his faith and the belief that Howie had in him. Howie, that was his first draft pick, so Howie's tethered to him. And it's one of those things, because I got to thinking about this yesterday. Howie was in the closet, and he was relegated to being like just a figurehead. He didn't have any real power. Chip took that, right?
All football power is gone, yeah.
And so, you know, you have that, and you have the perfect storm of Chip trying to trade away everybody. And think about that. You traded away DeSean Jackson and LeSean McCoy, two of your better players, like two of your stalwart players, two of your Pro Bowl players.
And I know he wasn't as good then. And Nick Foles.
Yes.
Who was a better quarterback than the one they brought back.
And at the point where Chip tried to get rid of Brandon, that's when Jeffrey Lurie intervened. He said, you know what? This is enough. This is enough. And for whatever reason, Brandon was here and was able to thrive in this situation. So I think about that, man. And I'm like, man, you know, I think his faith had a lot to do with the reason why he is who he is. And that's what makes him a one-off. Like, seriously, that's what makes Brandon a one-off, is because of that. Because I'm pretty sure when he was talking to his wife and his family members, he talked about that and how close it was for him to probably not be here and us not have the Super Bowl moment that we have.
And if he was in a different team, maybe he never gets that. Yeah.
So that brand of leadership and that testimonial that he has, only way you keep that kind of leadership around is if you put him upstairs and have guys that are on the team talk about his stories, like echo his accomplishments and his achievements over the years.
Yeah, man, maybe
ain't nobody gonna be in a position to do that.
Well, maybe I'm fighting upstream then, because when I say I don't think they did enough, there was no way to replace him in a sense.
It's not.
215-592-9494. Did the Eagles do enough to replace Brandon Graham this offseason? Kyle, where do you come down? As yesterday was an awesome day for BG.
Yeah, I'm not as worried about it as you are, Joe. Like, this isn't a knock on Brandon Graham, or at least in terms of his play. He missed a huge chunk of the season last year on the defensive line. And you know what happened? The defensive line got better and better as the season went on. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that Vic Fangio's there. They're under the tutelage of Vic Fangio. And I really just think they're a tight-knit group on defense. So it might not necessarily just be one guy that's stepping up and becoming like the big overall leader of the defense. But I think them as a group, I think they're a tight enough unit to where this thing isn't really going to kill them next year. So, I mean, like, they are all those Georgia guys. Jeffrey Lurie had talked about it yesterday, and we talk about it all the time. Like, the Eagles have intentionally built a culture on this team. Like, it's high-character guys. And Hugh said it, you said it. Brandon Graham is a one-of-a-kind guy. So you're not just going to one-for-one replace a Brandon Graham. You're not going to draft a guy who is the next Brandon Graham in this draft. But I think like a sum of all the parts will be good enough so that the Eagles are going to be able to get by next season without having a Brandon Graham on the team.
Well, I hope you're right. And the sum of the parts could be it, especially with the culture and the Georgia guys. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Did the Eagles do enough this offseason to replace Brandon Graham? I mean, he is someone, and I agree with Hugh and Kyle both on this, that it's you can't replace just a one-for-one, right? He's a very unique player. He was a unique player, and he's a unique person. That's hard to do. Just feels like they're so young on defense.
So
they are.
I mean, they really. This is one. This is not even a debatable thing. Like, this is one of the youngest Eagles defenses I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I guess a situation I'll compare it to that you compared it to, when Jason Kelce left, we're all like, "Uh oh, like who's going to step up, be the next Jason Kelce?" Sometimes when somebody in that position leaves, it does create a hole, but it also creates room for somebody to step up.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jordan Mailata, I think, has stepped into that role that he might not have been able to previously because Jason Kelce was there.
And maybe it's someone we're not even talking about, because you know. I don't know if I would have guessed my lot a year ago, but now look how vocal he is. I mean,
yeah.
he does come across.
Like, it's an opportunity now, I think.
Yes. Well, that's true. And hopefully someone grabs it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Tuesday, man.
Happy Tuesday. There's no day. There's nothing for Tuesday, like a hump day. It's just Tuesday.
Well, I
Tuesday. Tuesday.
To,
yeah, Tuesday.
Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know what day it is. So
thank you. He didn't know, yeah.
He does struggle with that.
Yeah, he really does. Did you know it was Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because yesterday was Monday.
May 6th is today.
Well, you know, I always know Tuesday because Tuesday
Tuesday usually follows Monday.
Well, Tuesday is the reset for my video game, Destiny. That's when you do the reset. I haven't played in a while, but that's the reset.
What does that mean, a reset?
Well, that means that, like, all the loot that you get, they reset the loot pool. For the
week. You lose your loot?
Well, no. It's like you get pinnacle gear on the reset for the week.
I don't give
a shit. And then you get another reset for pinnacle gear.
I'm sorry for asking.
I know you did. I know.
It's my fault. Go ahead, Chris.
And the Kyle is like thoroughly irritated.
Yeah. All right. Like, so we're starting off on a great.
Yes. And this is all my fault, actually. Go ahead. You're up. You talk.
So first of all, we started the show with multiple personality disorder Douglas, you know, the many faces of Hugh starts soliciting for Met Gala tickets, you know, because he's like, trying to put it out there.
That's but, really like, what that was. I mean, Hugh's just trying to get there next year.
Yeah, we see right through this. Let's lock in here because Kyle's going to get mad. Guys, I think we're going to be fine without BG. Hugh is right, you know, that, you know, losing him is there's a lot of leadership that's going to be there, but there'll be another BG, just like when Dawkins left, there was another leader that came on, and you guys mentioned this already. There's always a leader that will backfill the vacuum that's left behind. Now, I do find it very interesting that Hugh does think that they're going to be putting BG upstairs. I think they're going to do that too. They're going to carve out a spot and they're going to find a special place for him. But Hugh, doesn't that say defense matters if you got to keep...
Well, I know. I think leadership, that says leadership matters.
But a leader from the defensive side.
Well, I mean, I think...
Not an offensive player that you have a special spot for.
See, I think this is the thing that we're missing, Chris. Like, BG's career is an anomaly. Like, seriously, when you look at, like, just take away the name, Brandon Graham, and what he means to the Philadelphia Eagles. I was looking at Brandon's numbers, man, from his first year and his first 5 years. 3 sacks, no sacks, 5.5 sacks, 3 sacks.
So like 11 or 12 his first 4 years in total?
Man, and yeah. And like normally in a situation like that when you're a pass rusher, and again, no disrespect to BG, you're looking for a job as a first-round draft pick. This is a testament to how special BG is and how much he meant to this organization. Because you look at Mike Mamula. Look at Mike Mamula numbers. Mike Mamula got 31 sacks in like 6 years. And he was out of the league. You see what I'm saying? So that's what makes Brandon's story so fascinating, is that because when you talk about the position that he played and the production, like, he's had a phenomenal career. Let me say that first. But when you talk about the production,
well, it was very slow
on
starting.
A year-to-year basis, it wasn't that high.
Well, wait, I mean, he had what, one or two double-digit sack seasons in his career?
Yeah, he had one double-digit sack season.
That was 2022? Yeah, I mean, yeah, for the most part, what did he average, you think? Seven?
Five, six sacks a year.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, with all due respect, what I heard was a lot of long talking, and you saying that defense matters, and that's why they...
Okay,
well,
if that's what... We can go that way.
Yeah, we have a filter. We just take things you say and spin it a different way.
I'm just telling you what I heard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Now, guys, here's who I do, and you guys touch on this. Here's who I see as backfilling in and becoming the next guy. It's Jalen Carter. This guy has taken tremendous steps year by year in bettering himself and getting himself aligned to where he's at. He's already risen to the top. He's the best player on that defense.
Well, that's
hands
true.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Now he's got the pedigree, too. He's got the ring. He's got the experience. And I'm looking at him taking that next step, that not only is he going to better himself, but he's going to better his own leadership ability. And who I see him as being, the personality that he's got, because he's a little spicy, let's put it kindly, but I see him as a Warren Sapp type.
Well, he's got that ability. Yeah, I mean, look, Chris, there's a shot here, Chris, and we appreciate the phone call, that Carter is the best defensive player in the sport in a couple years. I mean, he has that ceiling. Now, leadership's a little different. You don't have to be the best player to be a leader. I think Nolan Smith's got a lot of characteristics, too. We'll see. Did they do enough this offseason? 215-592-9494. Did they do enough to replace Brandon Graham with everything, the play and the other stuff? Also, when we come back, we heard a cool Brandon Graham story from Howie Roseman recently. A bit of a different version from that story from the Brandon Graham Hour with us yesterday. We'll play that next. Your phone calls. And we got a prize to give away today, which means Hughes Clues will set you up. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.